How to do a parallel park. There are several techniques for performing this manoeuvre. It's not essential to use reference points, but it can be a helpful way to learn how to do it. You must get your own reference points for your own vehicle though. When I talk about target vehicle, I'm talking about the car you want to park behind. Starting position, pull up alongside the target vehicle, parallel to the curb and about 1 metre away from the car. Drive slightly past the car. You'll use the POM routine, so prepare the car to move in reverse gear. Selecting reverse gear will activate the reversing lights at the rear of the car, so other road users now know what you intend to do. Observe by checking all around, including both blind spots. Look out the rear window before you start to move. Release the handbrake if it's safe and reverse back in a straight line. Move very slowly at walking pace and keep checking all around. If a car or pedestrian approaches, pause and let them pass. Reverse until your rear wheels are at least in line with the other end of the target vehicle. You're now at your point of steer, so pause, check all around including your right blind spot, and moving very slowly steer full lock to the left. That's all you're steering on to the left. The front of your car will start to move out into the road. Keep moving until the car has reached a 45 degree angle. Think about your pizza slice angle here. So you could fit a slice of pizza in between the car and the curb. As you get to this angle, check your left door mirror. Keep moving really slowly until you reach your reference point and then straighten the steering. At this point, your rear wheels are quite close to the curb and your front wheels are away from the curb. Gradually steer full lock to the right as you move towards the curb. Steering too slowly will take you too close to the curb. Steering too quickly and you'll finish too far from the curb. You need to time this steering well. This part of the manoeuvre takes the most practice, but it gets easier over time. Just as the curb becomes parallel with the side of the car, keep moving very slowly and quickly straighten the steering. You're aiming to be about a tyre's width, between a tyre's width and a steering wheel's width away from the curb. You must not hit the curb while performing this manoeuvre during your test. It's easy to know that you're about to hit the curb by looking in your left door mirror, especially if you have got a blind spot mirror fitted. Blind spot mirrors are really useful for manoeuvring and can be purchased very cheaply and stuck onto your door mirror easily. If you think you'll hit the curb, stop the car, move forwards and steer left until your rear wheels are further away from the curb. Then continue reversing to finish the manoeuvre. Always move the car very slowly, and then if you do get close to the curb, you'll realise before you actually hit it.